for CFW Mobile.
KO4CEF.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
How you doing this morning?
Yep, doing pretty well. Can't complain. And yourself?
Bad. Not too bad. It would have been really nice if I'd have gotten to sleep in yesterday, but, you know, got to do what you got to do, right?
Get to sleep in on Friday, right?
Oh, we get to go in and herd cats Friday.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to do. My old partner used to say it's like herding squirrels.
But, yeah, we're going to bring them in Friday, do some training and do some other stuff. And then if they want to stay, they can stay. If they want to go home, they can go home. And that's when the bad herding starts. Because you get the ones that clean and they don't really want to do it, but they want to stay.
Said that you'd pay them if they'd go home, then they'd do it.
Yeah, they would definitely do that, but they're going to bring them in, pay them for five, and then give them the option to go home.
They'd probably go home on the first couple of times, but then when you start doing short weeks and that, then they'll change their mind.
Doing this, I think people will be less and less inclined to either take vacation or go home early and stuff like that. They'll try to get their hours.
See the writing on the wall that says here pretty soon you're going to get laid off for a week at a time.
Or it's just the one day and then like this week 2 days. So we'll see. Hopefully it'll get better soon, but I don't know.
And it happening this year.
And that whole situation out in Ukraine is probably not going to help anything out. I was listening yesterday, it said Russia is one of the only nickel suppliers of the world, and that affects batteries.
They're a major producer of what you need to make the chips.
Thing after the other.
Sanctions on them, but I don't know what's going to hurt them. But if they decide, well, you know what, we're just not going to sell any minerals to make chips, yeah, then there really will be a chip shortage.
Got that right. Chips and batteries. We won't have none of them.
And don't they have the most of the supplies for the electric batteries?
Not 100% sure. I do know they said that they're the largest supplier of nickel. That's where most of the world gets their nickel, and it's required for batteries.
Going to Mars and doing all this stuff, we should figure out some stuff down here first.
Could be, but, you know, we don't worry about this place.
And a new place to mess up.
After that. Well, I guess I don't know that I'm going to miss this rain. I don't think I was going to get around it, but it's starting to want to come down here in Greer.
That sprinkle here, it's not enough to keep the wipers on intermittent at all.
Been raining, but now I hear in a couple big drops in the windshield here and there.
Saturday morning, it was cold. I went to move the truck and defrost the windows and that, and it's like, man, my windshield wipers are totally destroyed. The rubber was starting to crack and come off. I had to go get me some new wiper blades at $20 a hit.
I don't know if I'm just not remembering when I put mine on, but I don't feel like they last as long as they used to.
They do. You know, they're lasting too long. They change the rubber compound so they can make them wear out quicker. Kind of like a NASCAR tire.
I believe that, too. I mean, in all honesty, you want to improve your profits, you just improve your turnaround.
A relative of Susan's, every time they park their vehicle in the yard, they lift the windshield wipers off of the glass. And that, you know, to keep the glass from heating up the rubber. But man, that just seems like I'd be going down the road and things would still be sticking out.
I would do the same thing. But I can still imagine. I mean, the sun's still on it. So, I mean, it's going to be baking the rubber either way.
Just lose a little bit of that heat off of the glass, I guess.
If it actually did any good, but I don't know how you would. It'd take you a while to prove one way or the other.
It would keep the you know, the dust from congregating at the blade there, and then it, the first time you wipe it, you know, you kind of use that dust and gravel as sandpaper against the rubber, I guess.
I would agree. I think that would be true 100%. Meter antenna installed on the truck yesterday. And I got my 10-meter antenna installed on the truck, but I can't get the daggum SWR down below like 2.4.
Too long or something?
Long antenna. It's a fairly short antenna, so it's, you know, it's loaded pretty good for 10 meters, but I don't know. I just cannot get the SWR down. I mean, I've tried it two different spots on the truck, and it just won't come down below 2.4. If I go any lower with the little tip, it starts going back up. If I go any higher, it starts going back up. It's like, I don't know what to do.
I saw an antenna. It was like a multi-band, and it was a mobile antenna. It was like 80 through 6 or whatever. You had to adjust something for 80, but some of the bands, you know what I mean, it would stay adjusted. It seems like one like that would work. If it would work on 10, surely to goodness it would get 11.
And that might be an idea that I might go with one day. I'll let the little Tar Heel antennas that have the loading coil.
It really looked like it, but I guess it must have, you know what I mean, for doing it. But this one, it had several bands that you didn't have to adjust anything on once you got them adjusted and that, but then for 80, you had to, like, take the whip out and put a different whip in.
I know those little Tar Heels, you can either manually adjust them with a little toggle switch up and down, and I think MFJ makes a little adjuster for it, so you can get your SWR set and then program it. And then when you go back to that frequency, you can hit a button and it'll go back to it. I hate to know how much that whole setup would cost.
He's got one that works with one or two of their radios. It goes up and down depending on the band you pick.
Be the way to go in the long run, but I've been trying to go anything crazy. I think the little Tar Heels are $100-something, if I remember correctly. I haven't spent a lot of time investigating them, since I only really have the one radio that'll do two different frequencies, basically.
You could get, you know, both of them with the same setting on the antenna, but, you know, 10 meters is such a big, wide band.
I tell you what, I got on yesterday listening to 10 meters, and it was either South America, Brazil, or out west, California, Washington, that area.
Text.
My mobile radio, I'm not convinced I want to key it up at 2.4 SWR. I mean, probably not super high, maybe not do any damage, but then again, it's not the greatest SWR either.
The fuel went up 20 cents at this little gas station at Highway 80.
Is it?
$3.99.
Diesel fuel?
That and the regular and the premium, they're scared to put the last number on it. It just says 330 something and 410 or something, 4.1 something.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna have to put some diesel fuel in on the way home. It was still 360 something on some of the gas stations on my way home, but that means that one's 399. Either the rest of them are headed that way or that one's coming down, and I guarantee it's the rest of them going up.
Yesterday, and Patrick said he picked up some the other day for $3.59.
KO4 HKX.
Good morning. Must have felt your ears burning.
I was just trying to get down the hills where I could make a good contact.
That baby Tar Heel is $89.
plot, don't you have to manually adjust that, or will it do it itself?
The manual control switch, but you can buy, I hate how much they are, auto controllers. There's like three of them they talk about.
It's multi-band, not just 10 meter and 11 meter, isn't it?
Maybe, I think we'll do 40 through 6.
Say you're having high SWRs on your 10 meter antenna. Where are you trying to put it on the truck?
My old CB mount that's on the, what is it, the tie down spot. I forgot what it's called. It's a stake hole, the stake hole. I've got it in there and it slightly hangs off the side of the truck. I know that's probably part of it, but I mean, if I get it down to 2-to-1, I would be happy.
I'm going to have to run some ground wire, some of the steel braided wire, back to the cab. That's probably what's interfering with it.
I'm confused about that. I could never get a solid answer on, you know, whether basically grounding everything together as one will affect the SWR at all. The information is a little spotty. And some people say, well, that's electrically grounded versus, you know, grounding for the antenna. So I don't know.
You mean the information on that is real sketchy. But I've talked to Gary, KI4DOS, about it. And I also talked to the guy that I was getting, got my radio being built. He told me the same thing about hanging it on the mirror on the truck or on the edge of something. You're going to have to ground all that stuff together. You got to make it look like one ground plane. And the only way to do that is to bond them together with the steel braided cable.
Really expensive project, so I might try to get that done before long. I've got some on my Amazon wish list. I've just never pulled the trigger on it, but I might go ahead and do that. Well, gentlemen, I hate to cut it short, but I need to head on in the plant. So I'm going to stay 7-3. Y'all be safe out there on the road this morning. KO4CEF, and I will be clear on y'all's fine.
Andrew, go have fun at your morning meeting. I know how much you enjoy it. KO4HKX. I'll talk to you this afternoon.
So, yeah, you beat me to the punch. I was going to say, enjoy that 6 o'clock meeting, KN4TFW. I'll catch you later.
KO4CEF, clear.
How was your evening?
It's good, uneventful. Helped Susan with one of her little projects that she was doing. She's making a couple little shadow boxes for somebody. Figure out how to layer it so that it would all fit in the box.
Coughing spell there. Choked up.
There.
Light rain.
It was down there in Greer. It's not doing anything up here in Lyman. Doesn't even look like it rained, really.
It'll be one of those days where it's just raining just enough to be aggravating.
Switch news stations, I guess, in the morning because this one just isn't working out.
What are you using?
4 right now, but you're getting so fancy computer control that it's less reliable, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I don't watch any of them, so I just use my phone for all that.
Weather Channel, they changed their app, and it's like they don't want the common people to be able to use it very good. They want to, you know, they fix it so that their technicians can see it and understand what's going on. It's like, really, you need to scale it down about 5 notches so the regular people can just use, just show me where the rain is. I don't need to know where the wind is and where the clouds are. I know there's clouds where it's raining.
About WeatherBug, I've been using it for years. It's got layers. You can take all that stuff off and just look at what you want to. And it works pretty good. I've been real happy with it.
Download that app, KN4TFW.
scavenger hunt for today. What can't you get? You got to look for.
Tell them what it's going to be today. I'll just have to play it by ear. So far, I don't think I need to go get anything that I know of, but that's always subject to change after you get there.
Two shops to add to my route today.
Sounds good. I saw that they did another, what is it, A1 Halt or something shop over there by Cherrydale somewhere?
There on North Pleasantburg. Next to the Advance Auto and the car wash and all that area right there. Not too far from Aldi.
Be it today?
Yes, sir.
Tell you when a new business comes in, or you just got to figure it out yourself?
Eye out for it. We'll have other distributors, we'll have technicians moving in there, and they'll let us know. Sometimes they'll call MACO requesting service, and they'll send us an email. And if our DM actually does his job, he will call us or text us that somebody wants service.
It works, right?
It's not too bad in this area, but just like anything else, you got distributors that want to cheat the system, and they'll try to steal it from you. And when it's not their area, they shouldn't even be up there. Again?
No, I'm here. I was kind of in a little dip right there. I just didn't get on. Did you say something that I missed?
Saying that most of the time the distributors are pretty good about it, but every now and then you'll get one that won't tell you, and he'll try to come up there and steal it from you because he's losing one of his customers. Just that kind of stuff. Trying to cross over territory lines that he shouldn't.
One of those in every crowd, right? KN4TFW.
We've had some in this area, but right now we got a pretty good group of guys that we all help each other and we'll try to work together, so that's not too bad. KO4 HKX.
So, do you and Miss Elise have a good evening?
Be a good evening. Had to deal with her blood sugar. She kept going low now that she's got things under control a little bit. Her blood sugar keeps dropping low.
Dropping low.
Not. I deal with that on a regular basis.
Well, I think sometimes if I eat a really good breakfast and it includes like potatoes and everything, it's like I produce too much insulin and drive it too low by the time I get to work. It's like, man, I got to find something to eat and I need it now.
And fighting hers being high for the last couple of years, and the insulin was causing her to put on weight and upsetting her stomach. Well, she decided at the first of the year that she was going to go pretty much on a liquid diet to try to get some of the weight off. And she's been doing that for 2 weeks at a time, and then she'll take a week off. And she's got to the point now where her blood sugar has dropped drastically, took a drastic swing to the low side, and we've off all the insulin, so now we've got to try to get it leveled back out again.
Get to figure it out here and get on, you know, find something that works that can stay even.
We got it back up. It just took us a little bit. And she had to eat something, so yeah, just one of those things where now we got to get that point where she's going to have to do something a little different, so we just have to go back up and regroup again.
Take like insulin or pills or something?
She was taking insulin and pills also. Not the metformin, something else. I can't remember the name of it right now. So because her blood sugar was really high all the time, but now she's off. She didn't take any insulin yesterday. Has taken very little over the last couple of weeks, and all she's been taking is the pill on a regular basis, so now we got to look at it. The doctors don't seem to be much help at all.
thing you don't want to mess around with. You definitely got to get it right. I know the guy at work, his son was feeling really bad and that, and all the doctors were like, it's COVID. Finally, they took him to the hospital, and his blood sugar was really, really high. He was about to die, and now he's a type 2 diabetic.
She's a type 2, but we've had nothing but trouble for the last 4 years of trying to deal with it, and the doctors really haven't been much help. We've been to a couple different ones up here, and all of them say the same thing. So she just tried to do this on her own, and this is the first thing we've found that's actually moved things in the right direction.
Definitely on the right track.
Looks like it's time to make the jump to KO4HK. I'll meet you over on the other one. KO4HK, clear.
KM4TFW, clear.